A recent decision to reintroduce wolves has created division between rural and urban Coloradans. But wolves have actually been there a while. A few years ago, a couple migrated down from Wyoming to settle in the mountain valley of North Park, southwest of Laramie. It's given the ranchers there a head start on adjusting to a new reality. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards went to hear the community's complicated feelings about wolves.
As soon as I climb out of the car, longtime North Parker Gail Woodsum points out a coyote jogging away from her animal rescue ranch.
Oh, there's one right there now.
Oh yeah, I can see it
walking
across the meadow over there. Not only coyotes come on her land, but also wolves. And she has good reason to worry about wolves attacking her animals.
I have mostly rescues and retired animals. So I have animals that are not well. I have animals that are really, really old. And they've been traumatized in the past. And so they're very vulnerable.
Her ranch has llamas, donkeys, horses, you name it. They're so vulnerable that predators are drawn here. That's why she keeps a big, shaggy, black and white guard dog named Athena, who just got done chasing off those coyotes a minute ago. At one point, North Park hosted a pack of 8 wolves, but most of them were killed, crossing into Wyoming, where it's legal to shoot them. Now there are just 2 left, the father and a son. You might think Woodsum would be anti-wolf, but even though she's afraid for her llamas.
I would love to have them be part of this ecosystem. It's made for it. There aren't that many people, and I think it can improve the health and size of our other herds.
Like elk, deer, bighorn sheep. Woodsum proves that there's a lot of mixed opinions about these predators. But she doesn't think Colorado voters should have decided to reintroduce the species. She says rural people already feel disrespected and unheard.
I think wolves represent a lot of what farming and ranching is about, which is like you have no control ultimately.
Rancher Philip Anderson's family is definitely feeling that lack of control. Last fall, the younger wolf killed 3 of his sheep.
Loading up some cows to send to Nebraska to some corn stalks for winter feed, and went out to check some supplement tubs that I had out, and there was those 3 lambs laying there, tore up. And
Anderson wishes that Colorado Parks and Wildlife would give ranchers access to the 2 wolves' exact location at all times. Colorado recently approved a rule which allows ranchers to kill a wolf if they can prove it harassed their livestock or attacked a human. But the burden of proof is still on the rancher.
1 year of prison, $100,000 fine. Loss of your hunting rights for life. Now, that's a pretty big hammer, isn't
it?
It's a pretty big hammer.
Anderson says if Colorado doesn't find a way to better collaborate with landowners, they might not help with future wildlife projects. Eric Odell is the Wolf Conservation Program Manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. He says the agency had no control over the decision to reintroduce wolves.
It's a decision that the voters made, and as a state agency, we're implementing the state statute.
Odell says he's heard the complaints that this was a decision made by urban voters and imposed on rural communities. He says it helps that Colorado has been more than generous with its compensation for livestock killed by wolves, giving the fair market value up to $15,000. On a frosty morning, rancher Marcy Gruber shows me her 3 guard dogs that she adopted to protect her sheep from wolves. The oldest sleeps among the flock.
He's 12 years old,
and he's also a Great Pyrenees.
And he's really good with the sheep and the chickens.
And what's his name?
Vasily.
And he's wearing a special collar here.
This is a collar for when the wolves come by.
Uh-huh.
And they actually all have them.
They've got kind of spikes.
Yes.
Yeah, sticking out all around. Yep.
Apparently, the wolves go for the neck first.
Uh-huh.
So this is to get, at least help him have a fighting chance.
So far, the guard dogs have kept wolves from attacking. Gruber grew up in the city, but had a lifelong desire to live in the country. But she says the arrival of wolves is a threat to that dream. She's probably seen wolves 10 or more times in the valley since they migrated in 2019. She says the wolves could become a deal breaker for her.
I just wouldn't want to subject our animals to that. It wouldn't be fair to them, and I don't want to see it. I don't want to go to jail because I was defending my animals. So at that point, it would be time to sell them.
Gruber says it feels like urban folks have forgotten where their food comes from. She says if enough ranchers like her end up leaving ranching, it would be a great loss, since they also protect the open spaces of the West from development.
We have hunters come in every fall, and they say this all the time, this is God's country. And they marvel at just the scenery, the beauty, the peace, the quiet. And I would just hate to see that go.
Colorado plans to release about 10 wolves a year for the next 3 to 5 years. The first set was released just over the mountain from North Park. From Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Melody Edwards.
This story was part of our ongoing I Respectfully Disagree series. To see more, visit our website, wyomingpublicmedia.org. You can also hear a longer podcast version on this story on the Modern West podcast coming up in April. Find it on our website under podcasts.